This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. I just wanted to let you know that the college and pro football picks are all posted. The Dead Sea Scrolls have been posted. So if you know what's good for you, go get the snags for this week's games because they start tomorrow night. A lot of action on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, without a doubt. So be ready for the games. I know I'm ready for the games, and I'm getting ready for the games. Mafia, very excited about Sunday morning. He's now telling me that his plans are to get up early and help 34C's mother move furniture in her new condo. I got to tell you, when I got that call today, it was like getting the call for my first major league start from the bullpen to come into the game. And they stopped the game. I came in from the bullpen. I pitched in front of a full house. That's what that call was like, getting the call in the bullpen for your first start in Major League Baseball, getting the call from my mother-in-law to help move her on Sunday.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, I mean, I just can't even.
I got my own moving problems in the next 10 days, so.
I just can't wait to help her. I mean, you know.
Oh, you're going to help too?
Yeah, Mafia and I are
going to. I thought just Mafia was going. Yeah.
I'm going to actually help, too, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am to spend my Sunday morning moving heavy boxes and furniture. I look like a guy that, don't I look like so ripped? I'm like Brian Cushing ripped.
You are.
Like I should be just lifting as much heavy stuff as possible with my five hernias I've had. I want to kill myself. She called me up tonight trying to make me feel bad. You know, the old lady calling me up. I need your help on Sunday. And your friends, too.
And you got to do it early because you got to be done by the time they put the ball in the air.
I already told her. I said, I'm leaving there at 12:30. If you're done, you're done. If you're not, screw you. Screw your friends and family. I'm not missing Pain Day for that.
Pain Day.
Then again, another wise man said, if you can get more money, screw your friends.
God.
Would you rather do that, or would you rather come, like, help me rip out a kitchen on Monday or Tuesday? You want what sounds more appealing to you?
Yeah, that, listen, do me a favor. Don't ever invite me out there again for anything. It doesn't mean I don't like you.
When I have the place completely ready to go, you're not going to come come visit? See the man cave?
I doubt it.
It's really the only place in the house that I care about, so.
I doubt it. I mean, I'd love to. If you could just.
Maybe we'll get you a helicopter.
Now, that's an option.
We'll land it at Eisenhower Park or something, and I'll pick you up there.
Do you remember Carver High or Mafia when the helicopter was landing at that palace where Big Daddy had his golf tournament, and they flew out, like, rich people out there on a helicopter?
I do remember hearing about that, yeah. I've never been cool enough to be invited to the golf outing, but I've heard about it.
Trust me, you don't want to go to the golf outing. But they used to have helicopters land out there at the Ohika Castle. Do you know where that place is?
Oh, I sure do.
Have you ever been there?
Have I ever been there? They don't let people like me in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that snooty?
It's where Derek Jeter got married, I think.
Yeah, whatever. So I've gone to this golf tournament there, and they fly people in on helicopters. That's when I need to go to your new house, a helicopter.
Okay.
I got to tell you, like, honestly, I don't even think I would drive to see The Belmont Stakes is even a nightmare. There's like 100,000 people there. You can't even drive.
No, you don't want to be near there. I've gone there and I've driven by it on that day. It's actually during the middle of the day, driving by it isn't bad because everybody's in there.
When they're in there, so it's no problem it's at no all. Problem. It's before and after.
Right, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then from, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
I want no part of that place. Austin in Calgary, Pharrell Alberta, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, man?
I'm average.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, yesterday at work, we just lost a buddy on the construction yard. He got hit, so.
I'm sorry, what happened? The guy died?
Yeah. A crane, a big metal barrier dropped on him.
Dude, that's hell.
Back to my point, first thing, give a shout out to everyone that's dealing with Harvey up there. We know what's going on up here in Canada. We give our prayers.
Right, cool.
Love you guys. Second thing is, what do you think? Do you think Calgary's actually going to get relocated if they can't come to a deal with this arena or what?
Well, they've already canceled the plans at this point, I think. I'm not deeply involved in it, obviously, being in New York, but I am interested in it because we're on there. And I love Calgary. It's a great town. I've been there. I've called games there in the Saddle Dome, and I love the fans there. They've been great to me. So I do care deeply about the arena situation for the hockey fans there. We talked about it last night. Here's the deal. We don't know enough about it, but we do know that they stopped plans for a new arena at this point. I do not believe, and I'll say this again, I do not believe it's in the best interest of the Calgary Flames to leave there. I just think it is something they will regret deeply, and I think it would be horrible for Calgary, Alberta to lose the hockey franchise to Seattle, and if they move there, the people in Calgary would be screwed, and the people in Seattle would be jumping up and down and happy, and they have no rights to the Calgary Flames, as far as I'm concerned. They should find another taker, or they should get another team, or get their own team, or get an expansion team. I don't know what, but I just don't want to see the Calgary Flames leave Calgary. In my opinion, they're an institution in the league. When they move from Atlanta, I think they should stay in Calgary permanently. I think I believe Gary Bettman will follow that type of thinking, and Bill Daly, the future of the league, I think is you can't just get up and move teams around and expect the league to be successful, in my opinion. I think it looks shady when they just move around and hide their problems. I actually don't think that they have a problem there. I think they have an arena problem there. I don't think Carver High, they have a fan problem or a hockey problem. The place is packed every night.
No, they don't have a problem at all with fans. Their problem is they play in a dump. I mean, that's it. And one of the things I was reading about last night when we were doing this is now, because Edmonton has a shiny new building and Calgary has a dump, when musical acts, concerts, shows, when they're coming to the Alberta area now, where are they going?
Edmonton.
They're going to go to Edmonton. They're not, unless, it's a Canadian group. But, if you're only coming into Alberta for one show, you're going to the new place. You're not going to the dump. So that's part of the problem also. They're losing all. They're not getting any outside business besides the hockey team.
Yeah, but as far as, and, you're right about that. I give you that. But this as a pure hockey solution, I don't care about the concerts. Let's talk about just that it would be bad for the NHL, in my opinion, to move the Calgary Flames to Seattle.
It'd be terrible. Calgary can't lose a team. They can't.
They have a history. They have Stanley Cups. Lanny McDonald turned in his grave.
They have fans. They have great fans.
He's not dead. I just think it's terrible. I can't keep track of all that. But I don't want them to lose the hockey team.
Right. When you're talking about teams like Arizona and Carolina that they might move with their building situations and with the fans and things like that, that makes sense. That's 29 and 30 as far as average attendance in the league. Last year, average attendance for Calgary, they were number 10 in the league. So the fans are there. The fans are supporting them.
They pack it.
It's just that they don't have the building.
They pack it.
They have better attendance than the Rangers and Boston, than Ottawa. I mean, plenty of teams. D.C. beat everybody.
That's because they love hockey. There's no reason to take a great hockey market team away from their fans. It makes no sense.
This is the longtime fight we've seen forever in sports. We saw it with San Diego, with Spanos and the city there. It's about an owner against a city. That's what it's about right now.
Let's go to Ben in Maryland.
Hey, boss. Listen, real quick question. I mean, I don't know if you agree. I don't know if you disagree. As far as OBJ last game, personally, I think he's more of a threat. If he was in, they could have completed some passes. The Giants, you know, it would have worked out in the respect, but also he's also a threat. He opens everything else up. And another quick point, I understand the fat chick's comment of yours. Some people might view it offensive. I don't. So I might refer to it as larger women. I've dated a lot of them. So as my saying goes, more cushion for the pushing.
Wow. Okay. Listen, I have no comment about any of that. So, look, as far as the other thing, I was joking. And as far as, what did he say before that about?
I think he believes that the Giants should have dressed Odell Beckham Sunday and used him as a decoy.
That's not happening. Okay, look, he's the franchise. He really is. And they just cannot put him out there as a decoy like this is some kind of game of duck, duck, goose out in the backyard, okay? This isn't musical chairs. This is the NFL. You can't put a guy out there with a blown-out knee or ankle, whatever the hell it is. You just can't have him out there and risk further injury and lose the whole season. So they did the right thing. You don't play him. My guess is on Monday night against the Lions, he'll be in the lineup, and he'll be, I mean, I'm guessing, you know, 75, 80%. I wouldn't think he's 100%, but I think he's showing signs of being able to play. Ben in Shreveport, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, I love you. Love the show.
Thanks, brother.
I need to. Can you pour me a drink?
Can we get him a beverage, please, in the Ferrella Pub? There you go.
All right. I just wanted because the last Monday night's game of the Saints playing Minnesota, we picked up, you know, AP and. I just think we need to trade him.
Oh, please. Dude, I mean, are you kidding? They just got him. Now you want to trade him because he didn't do anything in the Monday night game on the road against a good defense in Minnesota? Did you hear that, Mavia?
Who are you going to trade him to? The guy had 18 yards, so it's not like he has some great showing where, oh, he has some value now, and no one really wanted him in the offseason to begin with.
That guy just said, let's get rid of him already.
He's not the first guy I've heard say it this week. And I'm not talking about just people calling in. I'm talking about people that host shows. So he's not the first guy I've heard bring it up this week.
Trade him.
Yes.
Trade him to who? Pop Warner? Like, honestly, like, where's he going? He's not going anywhere. He's going to play there this year. That's all there is to it.
Right. There wasn't some signing frenzy where
everyone
was battling to get him. Like, he visited multiple teams that did not give him offers in the offseason.
Where's he going to go?
There is nowhere. They're the only ones dumb enough, even though that's not their system.
All right, 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So, big games all week, starting Thursday night, Houston and Cincinnati. Saturday, college football. Clemson and Louisville, Tennessee, Florida. Wisconsin, BYU, even Texas, USC. And then Sunday... great games. The Packers, Falcons, Sunday Night Football is the best. I like that Dallas-Denver game, Philly, KC, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. Tons of baseball. We get every pick, every game, every sport, every day, and boxing, MMA too. Daily fantasy rosters and football and baseball all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We've got it all. Great price, $35 a month. Get you every single pick of every single game every day across the board and everything. Killer results. I hit tons of winners. Go sign up. You're going to love it. You're going to love the reaction and the results. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Jesus, you should see what I'm seeing around here. I walked down the hall, and you would have thought, I have no idea what happens in this place. I really don't, because I, first of all, I don't care. Second of all, I have nothing to do with anything. Third of all, I'm like the night owl. Is that about right, the night owl? So I'm in here at night, every night, when all the games are on, all the action, all the bad calls, all the gambling and everything. Are you allowed to say gambling around here anymore? So, I mean, they got like a crane in here. They're just, I mean, to tell you, there's like, It's like Hurricane Irma blew through this place. They are digging out. I mean, I walked down the hall, and all I saw was chaos. I just saw gigantic cranes moving things. Just a gigantic operation. You know what it looks like, Mafia, to me? It looks like the tearing down of the Las Vegas club on Periscope with Derek Stevens.
They're just, buy letters from this as well?
You actually can buy letters from this. There is a sign in the hallway that's for sale right now. The opening bid is $1. Did you know the opening bid?
For my blood.
The opening bid on the B, the Las Vegas club, the B was $1. The opening bid was $1. There's a dollar bid going right now in the newsroom on some of the signage that was torn off the wall tonight. Unbelievable. I walked down the hall. I was like, God, do I need goggles in here? There you go. Moving along before I get in trouble. Because I have nothing to do with anything here at all. I'm not even here right now, actually. Just so you know, I'm not here. This is all fake.
We hologrammed you.
It's a hologram show, a Pharrellogram. Didn't we used to sell those? I'm just talking about the grams. Let's go with John the Beer Man in Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, appreciate you taking my call, man. It's great to be on the bench.
You're the man.
No, you're the man, bro. You're the OG.
How could I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible. We both can't be the man at the same time.
Well, you're a hologram, so I guess I could be a hologram of the man. So, man, I just want to give you my lock of the year. Write it down. Mark the tape. The Carolina Panthers are going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to take it home this year.
Wow. So wait a minute. You're saying right here tonight on this very show, while I'm not here and there's a hologram doing the show, you're projecting on this very night that the Carolina Panthers will go to the Super Bowl and win it all.
Pharrell, I'm telling you, take all your savings, your 401k, everything you got, take it to Vegas right now.
Thanks. I will go to Vegas, and I will not be betting on the Panthers to win it all. Carver High has a statement right now concerning their problems this Sunday.
They might not even beat the Bills on Sunday. Forget the Super Bowl.
The Bills are going to win in Charlotte.
That's right. Let's go. I'm rejuiced, baby. That big win over the Jets on Sunday has got me thinking. We're back, baby. It's a new year.
Playoffs.
I don't know about that. But we're going to beat the Panthers on Sunday. McDermott going home, back to where he coached for years.
Playoffs.
Going to get the win. Knows how to lock Cam down. Let's do it.
Meanwhile, back at the farm, Mafia's team is going west to play the Raiders, and they are bringing an entire bottle of KY jelly with them.
Don't bring anything. Don't even show up for the game. It's not worth it. You're just going to get slaughtered.
Stay home and don't go.
Yeah. You don't need the frequent flyer miles. Just chill at home for the week.
All right.
Practice another week. Get better because you looked awful.
John in Cleveland on the fan.
How are you, sir?
I've been better.
Understandable. Well, I just want to talk a little Indians baseball and just talk about real quick how I'm beyond stoked. I'm going to today's game when we beat the record. And then just real quick, I just want to see if you see anyone beating us in the playoffs or World Series.
Like I said, I've said this 1,000 times, I guess, and I understand the audience. I understand people tune in every 10, 15 minutes on the hour, and they don't hear the show. But I have, for 2 months in a row, been saying that the Indians are the best team in baseball, and they're my choice to go to the World Series. I just think they're a really good team. But I'm not stupid enough to think that it could be derailed at some point. Anyone can lose in the game of baseball. Just when you think you got it all figured out, didn't they have it all figured out against the Cubs last year?
Well, if we remember last year, like you said, the hottest team is usually the one in the baseball playoffs who wins it all. Now, last year, weren't they supposed to lose in the Red Sox? Weren't the Red Sox the hot team going into the playoffs?
Automatic.
Red Sox were going to the World Series, and what happened? The Indians swept them in the first round. So sometimes being the hottest team in the middle of September means nothing. Once you play that first game in the playoffs, that's when it starts.
So going this year will be Boston, Cleveland, Houston, Washington, the Cubs, it would appear to me, and the Dodgers. And the wild cards are still up for grabs, but I'm going to say the Yankees and Twins, Arizona and Colorado will all make it. And I think that in the in terms of the American League, I will say it ends up being Cleveland and Houston will play. But, you know, anything's possible. So you're telling me, Carver High, if the Yankees were to beat the Twins, then the Yankees will play the will they play the best team?
Whoever has the best record in the American
League. Okay, so it's going to be the
Indians are going to get it.
The Indians.
They're going to pass Houston. They passed them already. They've already gone by.
They're three games ahead of them.
Yeah, there you go.
So they're going to win it, and the Yankees will play them. And the Indians will beat the Yankees,
yes,
in my opinion. And then Boston will play the Astros.
Right.
And I honestly believe anything's possible there. I think the Astros have had a really good season, but, I mean, Boston's only five games worse than them, and I think Boston can beat anybody, and I think Chris Sale can beat anybody, Keuchel can beat anybody, and after that, it's open season. Pomerantz against guys like they got Verlander would be the automatic, be Keuchel and Verlander.
Which makes it a lot different story than it was a couple of months ago for the Houston Astros.
So I would take those two over Sale and Pomerantz. Pomerantz has to be their number two, right?
Yeah.
Who else? He won 15 games.
I mean, they're not going to put Price back in that kind of role. Price, they're going to run
him. Is he even on the team anymore?
Well, they said today it looks like he's going to come out of the bullpen soon when he comes back. So.
Oh, I bet he's thrilled about that with his $200 million. He's just such a—he's, you know, not a moody guy at all.
A lot of things can change.
Call the show, 855-212-4CBS, with who you think's going to get through in the playoffs.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so we have lots of news here in the stack that we have to get to for the fans. Andrew Luck's agent says there's no truth to the rumors that the injured quarterback wants out of Indianapolis. The Colts are a complete mess without Luck, who remains silent while the rumor mill churns. So, I don't know. There's a general sense around the NFL that there's an ever-widening gap of unhappiness between Luck and the Colts. I'm not sure if I want to use the word rumor. Oh, God. I can't even listen to all this stuff. People making up stories. NFL says Ezekiel Elliott likely to play in week two, but hints at a suspension late in the 2017 season. The NFL said that they don't rule out Zeke serving his suspension later in the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you who has ruled it out. Me. He's playing the whole year, okay? He's going to play. Get over it. Stop with the, we anticipate he might do this. He's playing the whole year. We all know it. Just shut up and talk about it when he goes to court in March.
And then he'll go to court in March. He'll lose to the NFL.
And fight it again.
He'll serve the six games next year.
Or he'll do another appeal. And it's appeal this, appeal that. Go on forever.
Well, eventually Tom Brady lost.
He gave up.
That's what they're going to do to this guy.
Drag it out. They'll cut a deal. Let's make it three instead of six.
DeShone Kizer will try to buck history on Sunday in Baltimore. He'll be the sixth rookie quarterback to start against the Ravens in Baltimore since John Harbaugh became the team's head coach in 2008. The five quarterbacks that came before Kizer have had various styles and have gone on to various levels of success, but they all share one thing in common. They lost when they took the field in Baltimore. Do you give DeShone Kizer a chance against Baltimore?
He will be the first one to win.
You're saying he's winning the game against
the Browns
the Ravens.
Browns will win on Sunday.
Mafia.
There's that Irish Kool-Aid coming out again. No, he's going to get killed.
Oh, here we go again. I keep forgetting he's one of your four-leaf clover friends.
That has nothing to do with it at all.
You're so full of
It has
Shaq.
Nothing to do with it. I love the way the kid played last week. He's tough.
They could have used him against Georgia.
They sure could have.
Sam Bradford was limited in practice with a knee injury. Boy, he looked fine after the game that he had the 350-some yards and all those TDs. He's the greatest player on earth, wasn't he, on Monday night?
Everyone's limited in practice or, you know, doesn't practice on Wednesdays. So many of these guys that are stars that are big players don't do anything on Wednesday. They don't practice till Thursday or Friday at the earliest.
Johnny Manziel has told the Hamilton Tiger Cats to squat or get out of the litter box. He activated the 10-day window that compels the CFL team that holds his negotiating rights to make him a contract offer. The move forces the hands of a franchise that has been slow playing its flirtation with Manziel. They must sign, trade, or release him within the next 10 days.
Let's go. I want to see Johnny back out on the field. Make it happen. Figure it out, Hamilton.
Couldn't he be better than what they have?
He'll be better than anybody in the CFL.
You think so?
People will actually watch the CFL if he's playing.
Yeah, for the first game, and then they realize he sucks, and then he gets released again.
He'll be back in the NFL in the next 3 years.
Oh, my God. You are going on ledges out the window here this segment. What are you talking about? He's going to be in the NFL. That guy has no chance of being back in the NFL.
3 years.
Nobody wants him. He sucked when he played, and he couldn't stay out of trouble off the field.
3 years.
I think he'll be back on the bottle and the crack
pipe. Back in the courtroom
in
the next 3 years, maybe.
Didn't say he'd start. He'll be on a roster.
Donta Hightower and Danny Amendola, both of whom left the season over in the second half with injuries, were not present at practice today. I mean, they'll miss the game in New Orleans. Alex Smith talks Niners dysfunction, Jerry Rice's criticism, and his future with the Chiefs. He did an interview in depth with the Chiefs' selection of Pat Mahomes in the first round. He acknowledged this could be his final year with the team. Jerry Rice was not shy about criticizing Smith during his time with the franchise. While working as an analyst for ESPN, Rice said he wanted to see San Francisco's coaching staff take the diaper off this guy and let him play. Smith admitted he's not going to be shy in speaking out with info, advice, or anything else for the young quarterback. If something comes up with Patrick that I see and I want to say, I'm certainly not going to bite my tongue and not say it. Smith is aware there's added pressure with the label and admitted he's always lived up to it. Has not lived up. I haven't reached my potential as a quarterback. I've shown flashes, but I haven't done it at a level I know I'm capable. He looked great against the Pats, though, didn't he? That was the best game of his life. You don't think?
He looked great last week. I think that's the best game he'll play all year, though.
Doug Peterson on thin ice in Philly. Do you even believe this? They win the game and he's going to get fired?
I have no idea what is going on down there. What are they doing?
So in the aftermath of Mike Lombardi's comments that he's not qualified for the position and a report that Jim Schwartz is angling for the job, he denied it. There were rumors emanating from Philly that perhaps Coach Peterson was on thin ice. According to Bill Polian, it was told to me by people within the business. That would lead me to believe that that's emanating not from the building but from the agent community. By the way, all the people that you mentioned that talk, it's the agent community that does 95% of it. He was 9-7 last year. Polian dismissed any speculation about how Jeff Lurie and the front office view Peterson. When you hear unsubstantiated, absolute crazy rumors, and the scurrilous in this case accusing Jim Schwartz of trying to undermine the head coach, what it tells me, it's likely an agent of a Philadelphia defensive player who didn't get paid or was cut, traded, or whatever, and the agent's doing whatever he can to try and create problems for the Eagles in a market where you don't have to do very much to create problems. Dolphins' Kenny Stills wonders why more professional athletes aren't fighting against social injustices. Here we go. Let's have another protest, another fist, another kneeling, another sitting during the anthem. Geez, you think they could get any more creative with those things? How many times can you sit, kneel, or raise your fist and get attention? How long can you get publicity for raising your fist during the national anthem? Kenny Stills wants the world to change. He's very angry that athletes aren't fighting against social injustices. I'm very angry that athletes aren't covering my bets. Cody in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Pharrell? Hey, man. We need help on the Auburn team, man. Let me tell you. I know you know that. But I was calling about that absurd call, that guy saying they need to cut AP. A, one game. But if they did trade him, trade bait to Arizona, man.
All right, so I'll be really shocked if they trade Peterson. I think, frankly, I think this is ridiculous. And the second thing is, I think that I'm going to put Gus Malzahn also on a hot seat with Brian Kelly at Notre Dame for sure. Oh, I think that guy, Gus Malzahn's days are numbered at Auburn. Truba in Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how are you? Pour me a nice cool Yingling, buddy. It's hot down here.
Can we get him a Yingling? It's very hot in Florida after Irma. Nobody has air conditioning.
Yes, air freak. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I heard today that a Hollywood nursing home, a bunch of people died over there because it's so hot and they're going to press charges. And I was wondering, why don't you just go pick up your mom? What the hell, right?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard about the same story. I saw it, that all those people overnight called the 911. There was people like overheating and dying and things of this nature, and they're going to sue everybody. I heard that too. I hope everybody figures out their problems down there. The Gators game with Tennessee is on. I got to tell you, I believe in this. I still believe in this Gator football team. I think they're going to show up on Saturday in Gainesville against Tennessee and give them a game. Last year they blew the game. They were up 21 points and blew that game. It was unbelievable.
I know. Hey, let me ask you, what do you think about all the coaches coming down here? Charlie Strong at South Florida, Butch Davis at FIU, and Alabama's coach over at FAU. Is that going to
Kiffin
all the recruits?
I just think, you know, Florida is a hotbed for football, both high school and college, and I don't think it's ever going to change. I'm not surprised at all those coaches are down there coaching, and I think it makes it hard to recruit against the heavies. You know, Florida State, Miami, and Florida are still the heavies, and then you got South Florida, Central Florida, FAU, FIU. It goes on and on, the list. But there's just so much great high school football in Florida, and in the state's so big. There's so many players, and I mean, it's just not only in the state of Florida that they're playing, but there's schools from all over the country trying to go there and scrape up high school players to go play in their program because they just play high school football at a higher level there. And, you know, I think I'd be willing to say, seriously, like Texas, Florida, obviously California, and, you know, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, all those states, even Michigan is enormous with high school football. And these kids, I mean, they play it everywhere. I won't deny if I don't mention your state. But let's face it, some of those are Oklahoma, just huge. And enormous, in Nevada even. I mean, my God, the school like Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, what they're doing with high school football is absolutely insane. Their games are like on national television now, and it's incredible. But Florida, I'm not surprised at all. You know, when I lived down there, I saw tons of great high school football, and great players end up going to those heavies. So, just having all those great coaches down there, I think makes it even better for football at the college level. Ricky in Pennsylvania.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I have a question for you. Who do you think the best team is in the NFC East?
I still think, like, right now, I'm willing to say Dallas.
Yeah, I just can't believe that Doug Peterson is even on the hot seat. I thought he did a fantastic job with the team that was there last year.
Yeah, I think, look, Carson Wentz has got all kinds of talent, and I think that you have to have, you know, for once, I think they need stability, some continuity there. I think they need to stick with this guy. I think they need to let him coach. I think they need to let him coach Wentz. I think they need to stick with what they have. fight the formula all the way till its end. And if they fail miserably, I could see at some point a change being made. But if they're like doing what they did last year, it was, you know, headed in the right direction. Like the game against Pittsburgh was huge. That win, they blew out the Steelers in Philly. Look, Wentz is going to win football games. You start the season with a big win in D.C. against a division rival, and then all this bogus stuff comes out about, you know, Peterson. I think it's just rhetoric for sports talk radio is all it is, and they have nothing better to do than make up stories and talk about some coach that everybody presumes is getting fired. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. The guy came out and won their first game. That Wentz looks good. They look good. You're going to fire the coach? It's just absolutely a joke is what it is. Maybe they could spend some more time talking about their other crappy teams they have in that town. The Phillies are crap. The Flyers are crap. The Sixers are, you know, they got talent, but they're still crap. So I want to see them turn, you know, with all that number ones they got. They got all these superstar basketball players. Let's see them win some games finally. Who's going to be better with all that mega talent they got, the Lakers or the Sixers? Sixers with Simmons and Embiid. It goes on and on and on and on, right? But they don't win. So, I mean, they win a little bit more than normal, but they didn't let Embiid play enough games. So the teams all stink, and they have nothing better to do, so they sit around and talk crap about Doug Peterson after they win a game. I mean, at some point, you got to think, how pathetic is this? I have something better to do with my day than to listen to this. I mean, honestly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.